content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District Newsletter, District N, for the month of October of 2024. And we'll start out with the front page, which says, "Make your mark. As a leader, make it a priority to appreciate your team and, most importantly, thank them for their excellent service." And there's a table of contents which describes what we'll find within. Hola, District 31N. Lyons, the last 2 weeks of the month have been busy with Storm 8 and with Hurricane Helene, but I have to say that once again, our Lyons are living proof of our motto. We serve our community at Boiling Springs, and we are working on assisting our brother District L in Hendersonville. On a different note, it has been great visiting you and learning the legacy of Lyon in different areas of our district. Please stay active and proactive, submitting your service hours, and don't hesitate to ask for help if needed. We are here to provide answers and resources. A special thanks for the Massey Hill Lyons for hosting our first health fair for diabetes awareness on Saturday, September 28th of 2024. It was a success, to say the least. Keep collecting dimes for diabetes for our sweet kids. Last but not least for now, our next cabinet is Saturday, October 19th of 2024 at Wilbur's Barbecue, and I hope to see you all there. That is all I have for now, Lyons. Be safe, and don't forget to roar. This is from your District Governor, A. Elliott. Lyons, as you already know, the western areas of North Carolina have been seriously affected by Hurricane Helene. The Marjorie McCune Memorial Center is in desperate need of help. How can you help? Just with your time, currently short staff, five on duty running the facility. Below is their contact information. Marjorie McCune Memorial Center, 101 Lyons Way, Black Mountain, North Carolina, 28711. Their phone is 828-669-8452. If you would like more information, please contact Tammy. Where there is a need, there is a lion. Let's roar together. Through any disaster, our strength is unity. And that's from Anna M. Elliott, Ph.D., District Governor, 31N, cell phone 254-415-2751. And this from your first Vice District Governor. In the first week of September, I had the pleasure of attending my first USA-Canada Lyons Leadership Forum in Louisville, Kentucky. The 4 days were full of activities, people to meet, and good food. There were three keynote motivational speakers and many seminars. So many seminars were available that it was difficult to pick the ones I would attend. The next forum will be held in Atlantic City, New Jersey on September 18th to 20th of 2025. You do not have to be in a position of leadership to attend the forum. If you're a new member or an experienced Lyon, the forum will give your Lyon experience a boost. My second venture in September was to visit the Leader Dog campus in Rochester Hills in Michigan. With an operating budget in 2024-2025 of $19.62 million, 12.7% or $2.5 million comes from Lyons. We are a major contributor to their success. Leader Dog receives zero funding from the government or insurance companies, and all programs are provided 100% free. In addition to providing guide dogs for the blind and deaf-blind, their services include on-campus guide dog training, orientation, and mobility, or O&M training, a summer experience camp for teens 16 and 17 years old, on-site lodging clients, veterinary care, and many other things. I was impressed by so many of their services. This month, I was in Lake Waccamaw in Jones County Lions Club training lions to be Kids Site Certified Screeners. Lions from Lake Waccamaw, Shalott, and Jacksonville host lion clubs attended the training in Lake Waccamaw. If your club has its own photoreactive screener, or you plan on using equipment provided by the NCLF Mobile Screening Program or KidSite, I'm willing to come to your location to provide either an overview or 45 minutes in length of basic information designed for club meetings, or a more in-depth training that prepares members for the KidSite screening certification test and includes a demonstration of the Plus Optics screener. If you have questions, need help, or would like me to come to your meeting, please do not hesitate to contact me. And that is from Lion Gene Goetz. His email is ggoetz00@gmail.com. Phone number 414-640-5953. Here are some important dates. We listen, we process, we serve. Cabinet meetings. The second cabinet meeting will be October 19th, 2024 at Wilbur's Barbecue in Goldsboro, North Carolina. Third cabinet meeting will be January 18th, 2025 at the Midwinter Convention in Greenville, North Carolina. Fourth cabinet meeting will be April 27th of 2025 at the State Convention in Greensboro, North Carolina. Officer trainings, GLT, GMT, GST, regional, and zone chair training will be on October 19th of 2024, following the second cabinet meeting. Tuesday monthly training, and these happen on Tuesdays, obviously. On Tuesday, October 10th of 2024 at 7 o'clock, the topic is, what is a lion? Tuesday, November 19th of 2024 at 7 o'clock, where do the money go? And that's what it says, where do the money go? But I suppose maybe they meant, where does the money go? On Tuesday, December 17th of 2024, Mission 1.5 is the topic. And on Tuesday, January 28th of 2025, the topic is, what you need to know about Leader Dog. There's a very long link for the Zoom meeting with an ID and a passcode, but it's just not going to translate here on a podcast. On to the next. Here is another list of upcoming events. And actually, I've already mentioned those, but there's just a lot. There's more nice graphics with these. And more upcoming events. International Peace Poster Contest. The 2024-2025 theme is Peace Without Limits. Students ages 11, 12, or 13, as of November 15th, are eligible to participate in the International Peace Poster Contest, and the October 1st is the deadline to purchase kits. November 15th is the deadline for the club to send posters to the district. December 1st is the deadline for the district to send the poster to the region. Lake Waccamaw Lions Club is hosting a KidSite training. Lake Waccamaw Methodist Church, 506 Lakeshore Drive in Lake Waccamaw, North Carolina. And that will be Saturday, September 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Please notify Gene by Wednesday, September 25th. And his email is ggoetz00@gmail.com. The Midwinter Convention will be in Greensboro on January 17th and 18th of 2025, and there will be more information as it becomes available. And here are some photos of the district and at work. There are photos of the Boiling Spring Lakes Fire and Rescue, and it looks like a food truck and a picnic with some tents over it. District 31N went out to Boiling Spring Lakes, North Carolina, and served the community that was affected by the storm. We got there early Saturday morning, set up our operation, and for lunch we served 100 people, and the following morning we served breakfast for 44 citizens. A special thanks to all those that participated with hours, supplies, monetary gifts, and your prayers. And there were more photos of the fellowship at the Boiling Spring Lakes facility. There's a grill with some hamburgers and some women passing out chips, and looks like everyone was happy to be there. And here's something about Grandpa's White Cane. Looks like it's a book. Grandpa's White Cane is the story of Grandpa, co-author Jim Hoxie from Spearfish, South Dakota. He lost his sight due to glaucoma as an adult. As a result, he attended a school for veterans who are visually impaired and regained his confidence. One day, Jim's grandson asked him why he uses a special cane. This is the main story of the book. After sharing his white cane experiences with his grandson, educating their children about the tall white cane became his goal. A great opportunity for NC Lions is to visit third grade classrooms like Jim does in his book. A Lion can escort a VIP to an elementary school and present a program to the students about white canes or other visually impaired tools and devices. The VIP would be the presenter, and the Lion escort would be the assistant. I have instructions for how to make child-size white canes out of wooden dowels. You could divide the class in half, one half being the VIP white cane user, and the other half being the human guide. There are plenty of other demonstrations we could show. I would like to challenge our NC Lions to see how many clubs can be giving presentations in a school setting on October 15th, which is National White Cane Day. Knowing that school calendars fill up quickly, keep in mind that the month of October is National Disabilities Month. If you can present a program any time in the month of October with a focus on October 15th, that would be great. Please let me know of your visits. We can see which district visits the most schools. If you need more books, please contact me. Hardbacks are $10 and paperbacks are $5. It is cheaper to purchase them through me than on the internet. How to gain new members to your club. I am a firm believer of the strategy to just ask. Over my 20 years as a Lion, I have sponsored more than 100 members into my club, the Western Harnett Lions Club. Not a single one of these new members came up to me and asked, "Can I join your club?" You need to take the initiative and start a conversation with a neighbor, a friend, or a coworker, and find out a little bit about the person and some of his or her interests, and then suggest that the Lions may be able to help fulfill your interest by some of the club's projects. Be positive. Let them know that you are proud to be a Lion. Invite the person to a club-sponsored service to get the enjoyment of serving others. Sure, you will get folks that will tell you that the Lions are not for them. Do not take that as a personal affront, though. Thank them for their time and move on to another prospective Lion. Believe me, there are people out there that want to serve others. It's our job to go out and find them. I encourage, well, challenge, each Lion to ask at least one person during the next month to join the greatest service organization in the world. Thanks to DG Anna Elliott, we are a positive 8 for the, I think it's a positive 8 for the year. Last year, PDG Carly Metz brought back some interesting information from the International Convention about a new membership program titled Mission 1.5. I will talk about some of this in my next month's article. Membership totals for District N. From July 1st to September 14th of 2024, there was a gain of 13 members. It went from 969 to 982. This is from Lion Vince Schimmler, MD31 member chair. And his email is vschimmoller@gmail.com. LCIF benefits our local community and our neighbors around the world. And there are two pictures here that demonstrate the devastation of Western North Carolina and flooding. One picture shows a motorboat, well, a John boat, I guess you would call it. And there are three people inside the boat and two people outside walking in what's almost waist-deep water. And the other one is a section of pavement that has totally collapsed, and an automobile is jammed down into the crevice. These two pictures tell a lot of stories about storms and needs in southeastern North Carolina. The top left picture is a recent picture from Brunswick County, North Carolina. The one on the right is from Hurricane Florence. Our district received tens of thousands of dollars from Lions Clubs International after Hurricane Florence. Our district also received a $10,000 grant to purchase and equip a disaster trailer that is going to be used in Brunswick County this weekend. What do the two events have in common? Aid from Lions Clubs International Foundation. We are using the disaster trailer in Brunswick County on September 20th and 21st. A grant is also being prepared to request an additional $10,000 from LCIF to upgrade the trailer and replenish it. Your donation to LCIF not only benefits our local area, but our neighbors around the world. Your generosity changes lives, and LCIF wants to recognize your gifts. Donors who make a one-time donation of at least $50 are eligible to receive International President Fabricio Olivier's Presidential LCIF Supporter Pin, which is only available this Lion year. I will have the pins available at the district meeting if you make a pledge during the cabinet meeting or make a donation of $50 or more. And there are some attached flyers which are mentioned in this article, but I do not see them in this newsletter. And that is from George Holston, PDG. And finally, the last page of the newsletter is an advertisement from Lions Industries for the Blind, Incorporated. Independence through employment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years. Now offering Lions Club apparel. And they illustrate a fleece vest, a polo shirt, a t-shirt, and a jacket, looks like it's fleece-lined, and a yellow ball cap, all with the Lions Clubs International logo on the chest. If you would like some of this merchandise, please call Lions Industries for the Blind, Incorporated at 252-527-3499 or 919-252-5050. And they are out of Kinston, North Carolina. We've come to the end of this newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that number is 832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.